Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Here's the Rogers family with What Did You Say Was the Baby's Name?
What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. King Jesus was that precious baby's name.
Who did the shepherds and the wise men see?
Baby's name. Who did they find lying beneath the star?
His name is Jesus.
Who did they find lying beneath the star?
Oh, his name is Jesus.
Who did they find lying beneath the star?
Oh, his name is Jesus.
King Jesus was that precious baby's name.
This will be part two of the message where we're preaching on the wise men and their treasures. Gold has been a precious metal, a very valuable commodity, if you will. And gold was chosen by God to be used in the Ark of the Covenant. Where do you get gold from? From the ground, right? Specifically, you get it from a what? She said a mine. I would say we just called it a rock. Amen. You say, what are you trying to say, preacher? That there's treasures found in the rock. Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you, you say, how do you get to the rock, preacher? Well, you've got to take some dynamite, and you've got to, a lot of times you've got to drill a hole in the ground or drill a hole in the rock. You've got to drop that dynamite in there and set it on fire. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that there's help found in the rock. The rock's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where all of our help comes from, is from the Lord. If you ever get to the rock, honey, you'll get to the gold, amen. Just keep it digging, keep it looking, you'll find it, amen. But then they take that rock, that gold, however. You got to take it out of that rock. What do you do with it? If you ever get it to the place. Now, I'm talking about them in my mind, all right, in my mind. I don't know, but in my mind, I got it pictured that these wise men had took this gold. I would say that it was probably refined. In my mind, I mean, they're bringing a gift that's, I mean, worthy of a king, praise God. They've traveled from the east. In my mind, I got it in my heart that these men had taken that gold that they found in the rock, and they now have brought it into a place, and they put it through the refiner's fire. There's impurities that's in that gold that has to be heated out. Yes, that's our lives, amen. If you think about it, our lives, every one of us, man, we have to take that word of God. That word of God has to heat us up. We have to see, amen, what's wrong in our lives. The Holy Spirit examines us and shows us impurities. And then it floats to the top, amen, and they scoop it off, amen, and get all of that junk out of us. Amen. Y'all with me? And then they let it cool off. And they put it in a block, a brick, whatever, amen. Thank God. However they do it, I don't know. Amen. I'm not been wealthy enough to be able to see those type of things. That gold has potential. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, you could use that gold to buy a lot of things. It has value. Y'all with me this morning? And them wise men came bringing gold and frankincense and myrrh. That gold had come out of the rock, amen. But when they laid it before the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of all glory, it was pointing us to the fact that, hey, He is King in the flesh, hallelujah. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. But yes, He's our King this morning, thank God. And they brought that gold. There's probably gold in the glory world like we ain't never seen. In fact, if you go, I'm still on it. In fact, if you go and look at your Bible, the gold that's mentioned in heaven is transparent gold. What does that mean, preacher? Meaning that you could see through it. Now, there's a reason for seeing through it, because there's a river that proceeds out of the throne. Now, I've got it in my mind that golden streak goes, amen, all the way up to the throne of God's grace. And out of that, man, out of the throne proceeds this great river. And as you're standing there before the presence of God and looking down, all you can see is the waters of life, amen, flowing continuously from the, I don't know, of gold. Gold speaks of Christ as King, but it also points to the fulfillment of Christ and the beaten work. Listen, I'm going to remind you of this. Remember what I said about that gold in the tabernacle, those cherubim. Those cherubim were of beaten work, meaning that somebody had to take a hammer. Somebody had to take maybe some type of chisel and work on it. To make it look like those cherubim. Y'all with me this morning? I'm talking about pure gold they did this to. But Christ in Calvary. God took the hammer of perfection. You say, I don't like that preacher. He had done no wrong. Can you imagine this morning? Christ had done no wrong. But yet God Almighty sent him through the fires of suffering. He sent him through the fires. Listen this morning. He sent him through the torture. Brother Rick read it this morning. There was no beauty that any should behold him. How awful the scene of the cross must have been. Yeah. The suffering of Gethsemane and the suffering of the cross of Calvary was horrible. They crowned him with a crown of thorns on his side. But I'm going to tell you something, they're going to crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords on that side, thank God. Amen. It reminds us, that gold reminds us of that beaten work in the tabernacle. We've looked at that specific treasure of gold but as it points to Christ as King. But let's look now for just a moment at the frankincense and how that it points to Christ as being our high priest. Now that frankincense, I'm going to give it to you off of memory, all right? That frankincense, my wife, she's in essential oils. Man, I tell you, I'm a believer in that stuff. Amen. It works. It'll help you. Those essential oils, she had frankincense one time. It don't smell that good to me, but it's got some great potential. It got some great properties to it. And you say, what's this big deal about the frankincense? Well, the frankincense was there in that incense altar, amen. It was part of those ingredients that were set on fire, if you will, and that sweet-smelling savor would go up to God. What it was referring to was this. It was referring to that of intercession. You say, what do you mean? Well, it was referring to this, that there's something that the people can't do for themselves because we're sinful. And so therefore, it required somebody to come in and to do the work of the priest inside the tabernacle, A work that not anybody could do, but a work that the high priest or the priest or a high priest would do, amen. And those that work would go up before God. It was like this. It was a connection that man couldn't make by himself. In other words, we're doing these things, we're praying and we're offering these things up to God whom we can't see. But Christ, however, oh, can I tell you that frankincense was offering to us, Jesus did something for you and me that we couldn't do for ourselves. He was, you say, what do you say? I'm trying to tell you that he made a connection for us that we couldn't make for ourselves. Only he can make that connection. That frankincense is pointing to those things. Does anybody ever research frankincense? Frankincense, how that it's collected? They say that frankincense is a hardened gum-like material, resin, if you will, that comes from the trunk of a boswellia tree. And to collect frankincense, harvesters have to make incisions into the trunks, the base, if you will, and scrape out the oozing sap, which hardens into frankincense resin. Resin is a yellow substance. I thought that was interesting. What color is gold? A yellow substance. Interesting, isn't it? And so it goes on to say this frankincense was used in the ingredients of the incense altar. Exodus chapter number 30, verse 34, the Lord said unto Moses, take unto these sweet spices, sacte and agna and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense of each shall be like weight. Equally, in other words. M.R.D. Hahn spoke about this. He said, the incense rising up before the veil was a constant reminder to the priest that he still needed the intercession and the work of the altar of incense. Frankincense reminds us of the intercession, which speaks of our need to have a high priest to stand before God on our behalf. If you'll think about it, Jesus Christ, how'd they collect it? They got down under the trunk of that tree and they would cut incisions in that tree, and that tree would begin to ooze out that frankincense. You say, but what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that this morning that at the base of the cross of Calvary, amen, oozing from the cross with the blood of Christ, the payment and the price for man's redemption. How can I have fellowship with God? There's only but one way you can have fellowship with God, and that's through the blood of Calvary. Had it not been for the blood, you and I would be lost. Had it not been for a man by the name of Jesus, born of a virgin, amen. Amen, God's only begotten Son. Had he not come to this world, and man would have forever been lost. But thank God for a Savior, amen. Thank God that he sent his only begotten Son. Amen. And that frankincense is applicable in this area of this intercession between us and God. He's our go-between. He's our go-between. You say, what do you mean? Well, if you used to try to go to a president or a king today, there would be an intercessor. Maybe you could call it an ambassador. Someone who would go and present your case to the king through an individual to get the word that you want said to the king, amen. So this is what Jesus did for us. Jesus, the Bible said this, that man's righteousness is nothing but what? Filthy rags. We're a bunch of dogs, if you will. I don't like that term, but that's the truth of it. We're a bunch of nothings and a nobodies. But God Almighty, made us a way that we can have unity and have fellowship with our Creator God. How could that happen? Because of the cross. Jesus paid it all, friend. That frankincense, boy, I tell you what. But I'm telling you, that frankincense speaks of this. It speaks of Christ as being our priest.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.